This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk. I don't know why I felt like doing that.
The after show?
It's pretty fun though, wasn't it? Yeah, this is the after show.
Yeah. So
was it a good yeehaw at least?
It was a yeehaw?
I guess so.
Oh God, no, it was not a good one if it was a yeehaw.
What do you think it was?
You gotta have more yee and a little more ha than a little less fucking brr.
I don't have a fucking clue, man.
Anyway.
Why am I stuffed into a corner? It looks like that. It doesn't feel like that.
It's, oh no, God, perspective's terrible on that, isn't it?
Yeah, we still got to move the shit around here. We had this custom desk, though. You can see the lighting that we got built into it. It's pretty cool. Flip the light off real quick. I think your phone's going off. Flip the light off real quick.
Like, I stepped three or four steps. He's not really in a corner.
I mean, I'm close to the wall. Anyway. Welcome back to the show. It's a real talk. We'd previously told you we were going to waterboard Eric.
That was the plan. I was going to get waterboarded.
Well, long story short, we went out there and watched some videos of waterboarding, and he pussed out.
It's not that I pussed out.
Okay, well, that and management really didn't, they were really not into it. I wasn't super into it from the first place. One, I'm going to be the one figuring out logistics. I'm going to be the one cleaning up the fucking mess. But I would, on the other hand, drown Eric. What's the problem here?
Nothing, you're good.
You don't like that yellow cord?
It's not me.
What?
So I was going to get waterboarded, but I'm not going to get waterboarded now.
Well, anyway.
You know what I mean?
I think we should do it again. Like I was saying before, we should do it at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Both of us get waterboarded. We should make a competition out of it, 100%. I bet I go longer.
Anybody in chat think they can handle a waterboarding?
Man, I don't know, though, because like stuff like that is different.
What do you mean?
Because like that's not...
I'd love to get tased, too. You think you can get a tase?
I've been tased.
Like by a cop? Like
low amp, high volt taser, yeah. Yes. No, not by a cop, by a fucking buddy. I got paid $40 to get
tased.
I want to
get hit by a cop one.
I totally want to do that. Yeah, no, right. I was going to go to the police station and ask them to you don't remember me on this whole tase thing? You got to remember that, right? Like, I had a fucking tase phase at a while, and I wanted to go get tased.
I don't remember that.
Are you serious? I even talked about it on the show.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah. The ex-wife was pissed.
She didn't want you to do it?
Fuck no. I wanted to do it, though. I was like, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say, look, I even had a plan. I'm getting tased one way or another.
Oh, no.
So let's just make this easy and tase me.
See, your plan's always like, hold my beer while I do something dumb.
No, that's funny. You know, as a cop, you're like, is this guy serious? Like, let's just tase him real quick. Fuck it. You know?
Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hit some voicemails up. Let's get right into it. Hey, can turn me up a little bit over there. The one that looks like a cell phone on the board. All right. Here we go.
Am I the operator? I'm a producer now.
Yeah, you work knobs.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
Fireball,
how you doing?
Josh again.
Oh, give me all the way.
A month or two ago.
That's loud.
I just listened to your two after shows. The one where you had I don't remember the topic.
There wasn't two after shows.
Oh, it was the conspiracy after
shows. Yeah, we had two after shows.
Oh, okay.
And some asshole called in.
Yes.
It was too much of a bitch to leave his name.
Oh.
So he just went by 812 when he shit all over Eric.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That happens.
Well, I don't understand. If you don't like someone, then why are you listening to the fucking podcast?
Let me stop it right there. So
this is all fine and dandy till it's me. You know, whenever it's not, whenever it's me, it's fine and dandy. And this one guy does it to you.
So there's right. Ever does it. In his defense, he gets shit on literally every week. But that's kind of what it's about.
Yeah, man, we don't mind getting shit on. We
yeah,
like
yeah.
It.
I mean, some states, like if it's, you take it personal though, then that's kind of like, you know, that's just unclassy, I feel like. But shit on us all you want, that's no big deal.
It ain't hurting my feelings.
No, yeah, that's kind of what that's.
You ain't got mind control over a motherfucker. So
we kind of incite that with the Team Eric, Team Everett thing.
True, true.
You know what I mean? So whoever you like more, you shit on the other one. So, you know, it might have just been a guy that was pissed off because Everett didn't align with his views that week, and his way to fucking show what was, fuck shit on me. Sometimes I deserve it. Not actual poop, though. Continue. Anyway.
If you're that offended by the person, then just don't fucking listen.
Nah, I don't think that's bad advice.
Oh, and fuck Ocho Man.
All right, you're done. Nobody says fuck Ocho Man on my watch.
Well, he's like, you know, hey, man, if you don't like that guy, don't listen to that. And fuck Ocho Man.
Fucking during that phone call, too. And Everett?
Uh-oh.
Voice to text? Normally, I'm a fuck you, Everett, but I'm with you on that.
What? Thank you.
What?
I'm assuming he doesn't like voice to text either.
Oh, well, voice to text is a fucking godsend, so.
Yeah, other than that, if you guys ever come to the Northwest, shall I even say where I'm from? If you guys ever come to Seattle, I'm like Mr. 812.
It's been about 3 years since I've been in Seattle.
Much of a pussy to say where he's from. Hit me up. Fuck you, 812.
Fuck you,
812. Oh, he said, team me, fuck you.
That's funny.
I wonder if 812's in the chat today.
Well, fuck you, 142.
This motherfucker.
Is that 182? 184?
Four.
Yeah, whatever. That's pretty much a big fuck you get the name wrong three times.
Yeah.
Whoever you are. Anyway, a little bit more from that guy.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
What?
Team Eric. That's and of course. Armand, you're the shit. Later, guys.
Later, man. Team Eric for sure.
Got one more on the old Google line.
That's it?
Yeah, if you guys ever want to leave us a voicemail from your phone, dial in at 314, area code 314-329-0070. Long distance charges may apply. Check your carrier for more information. Anyway, this is from our
we've added a 75-cent charge on this.
Our good friend.
Not refundable.
Calm down. Our good friend Donna.
Hey, guys. It's Donna.
Hello.
I'm loving the Discord.
Really?
I think it's pretty awesome.
It's Linux. So, that's true.
I know I don't really have too much to say. But if I ever do come down there, I'm totally going karaokeing with Eric. I think it'll be fun. So, all right, guys. We'll catch you later. Have a good weekend.
And judging by the videos I've seen, he definitely has a good time. So.
Oh, I have fun for sure.
Why don't you read what voicemail we got or email we got?
We have an email, and I will read it new. It's from Native Pride. He says, "What's up, boys? Good topic. Just a quick email while I'm at work.
My best
friend is Hmong."
Hmong.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no U. How do you say it like that?
That's just the way they pronounce it. Hmong. It's more like there's no H either.
Well, yeah, no. That's so they got two silent fucking letters in one word?
Well, no. That,
these Vietnamese people didn't get their shit straight.
They're Laotian. God damn, yo.
Yeah, from Laos.
God damn, you're inconsiderate.
My best friend is Hmong, and his dad's Hmong tribe sided with the U.S.
Hmong!
Trained by the CIA. And
whenever you say it like that, I think of that SpongeBob fucking meme where he's all heard out. I
fucking love that one.
Yeah, well, that's you.
Oh, that's so good. Trained by CIA, and his group's job was to locate and rescue downed aircraft in Laos and Vietnam. So you were right. Shot several times during combat while fleeing. A real OG. I'll also see if I can find the MAC SOG team books, which were covert elite squad in Vietnam that partook in CIA shit. Otherwise, look it up. Vietnam was CIA from the beginning. My grandfather's friend was a Green Beret that was over there way before the war started. Getting show at the building ratio. What the fuck? Getting show. I'm trying to get used context clues to figure out what that means. Getting show at the while building radio towers. Maybe getting shown at, I don't know. While building radio towers and training at the Hmong. They were essentially dropped on a beach with empty rifles and no ammo, told no conflict. After losing a few of their own, they eventually bought guns off the black market. Craziest shit he's seen in years. Second thing, Kitty used to know, whose dad's retired Navy and now a military advisor. They moved down south these days, but his dad's usually gone for long periods of time. He stated he hated the CIA because the spooks would show up and take whatever they wanted regarding equipment and manpower. Also, fuck you, Eric. I'd waterboard the shit out of you. You wouldn't stand a chance. Anyone that's experienced drowning knows how horrible it is. I don't know how horrible it is. It looked fucking pretty bad, though. Patreon idea. Let the contributors CIA torture Eric.
I don't know about that. Pay to torture Eric?
I'm.
It's like prostitution.
I don't really want to be tortured, to be completely honest with you. I was just going to try waterboarding. Electric shock's completely out, like large electric shock, though. Like, I can tell with volts, but when you start throwing amps in there, I'm fucking noping out of that shit. No way. You ever been shocked so fucking bad you thought you pissed your pants?
Not pissed my pants. I've been shocked plenty bad.
You have to literally go. Did I piss my pants?
I've been shocked bad enough where my teeth hurt.
But. I got hit so hard I fell to the ground and was like, felt it in my chest. I didn't feel right for like 3 fucking days. It was terrible. So CIA torturing Eric. I don't know. It depends on what kind of money you got. And it would also be like old school when they kidnapped their pledges with the black van and Metallica blasting. Okay, now.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Now you just made the Patreon idea cool.
All right. For a certain amount of money, Eric will allow you to kidnap him.
Anywhere I'm at.
See, this is like whatever.
But hang on now, because
chicks
are
in a rape play. You know what I mean?
I got a buddy.
It's not the same thing.
Right. But you go kidnapping me at Jerome's house and he might hit you in the head with a bar.
That'd be worth it.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Can I hit Jerome with the bar while I'm kidnapping you?
Well, I mean, he's going to expect you to try, yeah.
Okay.
He's going to hit you twice.
I'm hitting another voicemail. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
This is Gene Cretion, I believe I'm spelling this correctly. One time I strangled a protester, it says.
Oh, my name is Jean Cretien.
Hold on.
Okay, it's for sure. Hello, my name is Jean Cretien.
That's a
fake
accent.
I was once the most popular prime minister of Canada. And I want to tell you,
it's fucking Kevin. Come on,
is it?
Gotta be.
Go to the beginning now. God damn it!
Don't think that Justin Trudeau is a.
It is him. Let's go to the beginning.
Okay, it's for sure. Hello, my name is Jean Chrétien. I was once the most popular prime minister of Canada. And I want to tell you, I hear some of you.
He's got that suck
right there. Justin Trudeau is a very good person. I'm here to tell you that he's the worst. Justin Trudeau,
him.
No good. Okay, once again, I'm Jean Chrétien, the most popular prime minister of Canada. Have a good day, Surreal Talk. Ha-ha!
Popular.
In Canada. That's fucking that good,
guy.
Dude.
He's a guy that needs to come down from Canada to hang out for a while.
Yeah, can you imagine?
At least for a couple hours. I don't know if I can handle your crazy ass longer.
Oh,
now,
he could stay at the house. Shit.
That'd be great.
Yeah, can you imagine the fucking conversations you could have ripped with that guy with like 10 extra hours?
Yes, and it scares me.
Oh, man, that'd be a show. That'd be like a show. You get Kevin down here, and you do a tab and a half acid a piece, smoke 3 or 4 joints, 6-pack, maybe 8 beers.
Couldn't do it in the studio. We need to do this while recording.
What?
We need to do that while recording, not in the studio.
Well, no, that's just pre-record.
Yeah.
The record is going to take more.
Here we go. This is a 5-second anonymous. I'm scared.
Drunken voicemail.
No.
Hell yeah.
Hold on.
It's going to be ruined.
Drunken voicemail.
No.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, thanks for that.
Somebody got drunk and left us a voicemail.
Apparently. This is from our good friend Minnie Hand, who's left about 1 billion voicemails.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can.
Sound better than
ever. Like my 6th or 7th attempt, and it's...
What did he say?
It doesn't want to work for some reason, but it's working now.
Sound okay. Good.
Yeah, I can hear loud and clear, man.
I've got a story to share with you.
All right, well, let's hear it.
I've had 2 different experiences with sleep paralysis.
Okay.
Go on.
The first time,
yes.
It freaked me the fuck out.
As
it like, I wanted to piss myself, but I didn't. I tried yelling my roommate. I tried moving, nothing. Absolutely nothing happened. Whenever I tried to yell, I probably mumbled. It was like, some shit like that.
Like when you're drunk.
I don't know exactly, but. Not based on, but hearing other people telling their, like, shadow people stories, I've never experienced shadow people. But with sleep paralysis, you do see a dark, shadowy figure above you, and you can't do shit about it.
We fucked at up all. If shadow people actually were responsible for sleep paralysis. There's some sort of fucking, you know, extra.
We could postulate that.
I mean, probably has been, but.
The second time it happened, I was like, oh, great. This again. And I just laid there. It didn't freak me out nowhere near as much the second time.
Wish I can get sometimes waking paralysis where I could just be like, ugh, now I don't have to do anything.
Well, waking paralysis is called going back to sleep.
It's called being paralyzed.
And I'll tell you one thing.
I don't want to be paralyzed.
For the record.
It won't change the way you think, but it opens your eyes a little bit as to what could happen, without a doubt.
Dude, yeah. Sleep.
Anyways, love y'all show, without a doubt.
Thank you.
The all-time favorite.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure I've said that before, too.
You have, but thank you again.
Who do you like, more, me or him?
Yeah.
It's the question.
I guess that's it.
That's kind of why? Weird. What are you talking about?
Fuck you, Eric.
Never mind.
Fuck you, Everett.
Oh.
Team Armand and Mr. Bald Spot.
Mr. Bald Spot.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, thanks, Minnie, man. Love hearing from you as always.
So they're in the chat saying they want to peg Armand while he's being waterboarded as he watches his stocks fall.
That is some fucking sick, savage
shit. That's what I said. You motherfuckers are savage.
I don't want to watch.
James Martin says, I'd pick waterboarding over sleep paralysis. It's on another level of fucking insanely scary.
Really?
Cattle prods to the groin. I am not being tortured. Okay, I'm just for everyone that knows that. Like, no, I don't care if you pay me money. How much money you got? DM me. Anyway.
DM me. Here, I got some more for you. This is an anonymous. Oh, shit.
Hello.
Hello. I'm
trying to reach Surreal Talk.
You found us?
It's regarding...
We are here.
A little bit of personal information.
Let's hear it.
For someone who gave a call in not too long ago.
It sounds like a bad Mick Jagger, but I like it.
And they had sensitive information that was released. And this person is now, let's just say...
Dead. I like the accent.
You like it?
Like the accent.
Off the grid a bit.
Oh, shit.
And what the reason is for, maybe we will find out in the next couple voicemails.
Uh-oh, we got a series.
I'm calling on behalf of MI6 just to make sure I get this message across.
For sure.
Just know that if someone is to talk about Ancestry.com, if they talk about Ancestry, then they have to be very careful. And if they make any accusations against Ancestry...
Eric's done made accusations, haven't you?
Regarding...
Definitely.
Has anything happened to you?
Along the lines of...
I don't know what they're capable of, so maybe.
What their purpose is or who started them or anything along those
lines. Mormons and genealogical records to have the biggest one. Purpose and who started them.
What?
He said what their purpose is and who started them. I said, oh, the Mormons.
What's the purpose of having all that, though? Just to have it? I doubt it.
Very, very careful. So, if you know the caller...
What if, hang on, pause it one more time. What if, in the future... They're like, yeah, we're going to exterminate everybody that's got this sort of gene in them. And if we can trace it back into your, you know, your bloodline, that means your kids may have it. We're just going to stop it here. So they'll start killing people. And then, like, so the basis would be, like, if you have all the genealogical records.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop talking.
It made sense.
You may know exactly the subject I'm also speaking on.
Yes.
That's all the information I can really give you. I know it's a bit vague, and I'm sorry for that.
No, you're good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
How can a guy from across the pond, quote unquote, know shit about the Mormons is what I want to know. Is he just covering his voice?
Because they're worldwide now, bro.
No.
This is all I can give you on the voicemail. Maybe I'll call back.
It would seem like voicemail would be the safest place to give us anything.
Excuse me?
He says, this is all I can give you on voicemail. I'm like, well, voicemail will probably be the safest way to give it to us.
Well, electronic mail is not bad, right? Electronic mail.
More information, but don't you think it's a bit peculiar that an individual who called you regarding Ancestry information, Ancestry.com information, no longer has his Facebook?
Nah,
he seems to have fallen off
the hell.
Grid. If you will.
What? I don't, what?
That's the guy.
I know it's the guy. I've seen all of his info. Is he trying to say, and I don't know if this is
just
a
trouble.
See, I don't know if this is a big fucking joke or not. It sounds like a big joke to me.
I hope not. I hope it is. I hope it
is. Oh, you hope he's in trouble?
Yeah, I hope he's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, do with that what you will, and good luck.
Good luck to you.
I don't want to be a dick, and you're probably Team Eric anyway, but don't tease us. Give us the shit. Don't run it out over many of these voicemails.
I'm telling you.
You know what I mean? It's irritating. All right. Sorry I yelled at you. Anyway, here's the next voicemail.
Hello, Surreal Talk.
Hello.
This is your president, Donald J. Trump, just calling in to give you guys a little bit of information.
I doubt this is Mr. Trump. Donald.
You know, it's something quite peculiar. I noticed something quite interesting. Why does your studio not have a wall? Do you not think that could increase productivity, maybe increase content?
A wall?
It has a wall.
Content quality, if you had a nice wall.
God damn it.
Separating you from the other podcasters. Sinker. I just think it would be a good idea. Hey, I don't know everything, I'm a pretty fantastic guy, Trump. But I don't know everything. So
that's a good Trump.
Look into it, see what they have to offer as far as studio walls go. Maybe put up a nice soundproof wall.
This is Drew.
And, keep is all it? Of Everett's bullshit within that wall. I think that'd probably be a good idea. Just look into it. Let me know what you think.
I will.
We'll tell you after the show.
We'll try and get the army on it. We'll get somebody on it. I'll get my best guys. I have the very best, most wonderful team. And they could probably build it in no time. In fact, I know they could build it in no
God
time.
Damn it, he's got
That's
a good Trump.
Wonderful idea.
Might not be him.
So, if that's something you're interested in, contact the U.S. government, and we'll see what we can do.
Call 199-USA.
Keep it up. Team Armand.
God damn it.
Call your local area code 911-1123, and that will get you to what you need to know.
Directly to Trump.
So, like for us, it'd be 618-911-1123, and that'll get you directly there.
That's not true.
I know. It's actually going to just call 911.
Yeah.
Fuck with people. That's all I got on voicemails.
Yeah, I have no more emails either, but that was a good Trump. I think we need to talk about this and reflect a little bit. So that was a really good Trump. I'm worried for the one old boy.
I'm worried that we're going to keep getting some silly voicemails like this. I don't know.
That Trump voicemail was good.
It was good, but if you're really getting attacked by the Mormons, come at it straight. I'd like to hear it. I don't want to hear it as a fake.
I was going to show you the DMs.
Yeah, I saw he sent some Twitter DMs that were quite erratic and whatnot. Call us back and leave us a voicemail and give us the real shit, man. Did they kick you off Facebook for real, or did you delete your account? If you're just shitting around for a laugh, that's cool and all, but don't play like some shit's happening and then like you're the one doing it.
I don't know if it's if he's been kicked off or if it's either. I have no idea.
It's either here nor there. Either here nor there. That's about it. That's all I got, man.
Yeah.
That voice, you know, kind of sucked the life out of me.
I could do words and more words. But at the same time, it's just like...
You could zippity doo dah be a show.
Yeah,
but that would be fake.
I hit him with the old razzle-dazzle. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that.
I'd like to end it with, join us up on our Discord. All day long, we're humping on that Discord, having a good old time.
Hump on the Discord.
It's a figure of speech like they use in Vietnam.
Oh.
The word in Vietnam.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We got a meme thread on there that is out of this world.
Dude, there's memes I ain't seen on there that I'm stealing shit from our Discord and putting it on Facebook and Twitter because they're that good.
And we allow you to talk whatever politics and shit you want because we keep it out of the main thread where I don't ever have to go see it. But you can talk whatever shit you want. Fight all you want. I don't care. There hasn't been any fighting yet. But
well, you could about ban that one guy and he was kidding with you.
Was he?
Yeah, remember the Nazi that he was going to ban? When you were the non-Nazi to him?
I don't recall. I don't know. Man, I interact with a lot of people. You can't ask me to remember single interactions.
I don't know all these people, okay? I just shake their hands. It'd be great. You. They love me. The people love me. I'm loved by the people.
Yeah.
God damn it, Everett. Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm with you there, man.
That's it. All right. Check us out on Facebook.
Well, this has been Surreal Talk. A look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Like my partner was saying, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Discord, email. Gmail.
Voicemail.
P-mail. Speakpipe. And C-mail.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, that's 314-329-0070. You can get us on our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com. Click the leave a message button, leave us a voicemail. That way you can email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com and we'll read your shit on the show. Again, sorry for yelling at you, dude, but, you know, I kind of want to, I don't want to just hear the crazy shit. I'd like to get to it. I don't need a whole dog and pony around it if there's really something going on. Otherwise, I'm just going to treat you as a joke.
You really didn't like that, huh?
I didn't. It kind of bothered me. If you're coming at me saying some shit's really happening, but you're talking with an obvious fake fucking accent.
I guess the Trump was a good accent, though.
Yeah, that was okay. I don't know. Am I on the line? Am I on the line at all?
I think so.
Yeah, all right, well. Then I end the show out of line. We will catch you guys. Probably not doing a show next week. We might do a show. The office is closed on Wednesday next week. We may or may not come in.
Yeah, it's some sort of holiday. I've never heard of it before, but they're apparently giving us days off for this. What is the preface of this anyway?
What? Thanksgiving, right?
This Thanksgiving.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Hit the button.
Later.
See ya.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much?
What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.